What little we know about the health risks of fracking. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates in recent years between 25 to 30,000 new oil and gas wells were drilled and hydraulically fractured each year. A news article in the journal Health Affairs says the body of research on the potential health effects of all this fracking is slim and inconclusive. David Tuller wrote the article. He's the academic coordinator of UC Berkeley's Joint Master's Program in Journalism and Public Health. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
How would you describe the gaps in what we know about possible health effects from fracking?
Well, there's a lot of gaps, and I think they don't really get, addressed that much. So one thing is that you can't do what we call experimental studies. So you can't study these compounds in people. So most of what they find are what we call associations. So they look at a certain set of data in a region, and then they look at, the wells in the region, and they put an association together. It's very hard to prove causal effects from that one thing caused another. So that's one problem. Another problem is that, many of the chemicals that are used are proprietary, and the mixtures of chemicals that are used are proprietary. So there's a lot of data that the companies hold that they don't have to disclose. And in the course of, government studies, they can't force them to disclose certain things. Certain things they can, and other things are voluntary. So there's a big gap in that sense. And then finally, what you really need are prospective studies where you're studying something in one area, and then you look at it over time, and then you can see if there's changes in contamination levels and so on. That's really the way you can sort of prove causal effects in this kind of situation. Again, that's made very, very difficult by a lack of big data sets, and by, again, the company's often unwillingness to share basic data and to participate in those studies.
The EPA just released its draft report on the effects of fracking on drinking water, and it pointed out some instances where fracking operations did contaminate water supplies, but the report also said that fracking has not led to widespread systemic water contamination. What are your takeaways from the EPA's assessment?
I think as a political question, do you want to wait until there are widespread systemic impacts on drinking water resources before you can take any action? That's a question that the politicians have to answer, and that's a question that people have to ask themselves, what kind of environmental regulation they want. The study found did document a lot of instances of incidental reports where, links between in certain areas have been documented. And again, the report itself noted that the data is limited by many, many limitations, including the lack of prospective studies that we talked about, and including what they call the inaccessibility of some information on hydraulic fracturing activities and potential impacts. And a lot of that is information that the companies don't want to participate in.
You talked to a number of public health professionals. What did they tell you they need to fill in the gaps and strengthen the body of research?
Well, I think it takes a lot of money, and I think it really requires a government investment in, again, the kind of prospective studies where you start from point A before you actually have a lot of fracking going on in an area, and then you measure what the changes over a few years or a couple of years to see if there are changes. So that's really the only way you're going to really be able to get the kind of authoritative data in this kind of domain. And I think there's no funding for that, and we're limited funding for that, or there has been. And so I think that's really going to be a big thing. But again, one of the things that's happened with this area is that you've had so much well development so quickly. And so already there's a whole body of data that you're not going to get because you didn't do baseline studies before it all happened.
David Tuller is the academic coordinator of UC Berkeley's Joint Master's Program in Journalism and Public Health. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.